This is STPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. Sioux Falls police say two men died in an apparent shooting this morning. Police spokesman Sam Clemens says the incident happened on the 700 block of Rice Street near the Sioux Falls Regional Airport.
It happened about 5:35 this morning. We had a person that lives in the apartment complex heard some gunshots and then called police. When officers got there, they found two men that were outside. Both of them had gunshot wounds. One was pronounced dead on scene. The other was taken to the hospital, and then he was later pronounced dead from his injuries.
Clemens says the criminal investigation is underway.
You know, at this point, we just have a whole lot of questions. We don't have a whole lot of answers. We don't have any witnesses that we know of, and so detectives are working trying to piece things together. The main thing we're trying to do at this point is identify both of these victims. And once we have those identified, then we can hopefully kind of move from there. But at this point, we just know that they're both men and believe that they're both in their 20s.
Clemens says police believe they have names of both victims, but officials will not release their names pending notification of relatives. He says it could be weeks before police know whether drugs or alcohol were involved. Clemens says anyone with information on the shooting is asked to contact police. Officials with Sears Holdings Corporation are closing their store in Rapid City later this year. Employees at 64 Kmart stores and nearly 40 Sears stores were notified of their job losses yesterday. Closings are set to begin between early March and early April. Company officials say liquidation sales could start as soon as late next week. Sears Holdings Corporation is closing unprofitable stores as leaders transform their business model. Affected employees will receive severance and the opportunity to apply for open jobs at other locations. Partly to mostly cloudy for this afternoon, a chance of flurries in central South Dakota with highs from around 5 above to the 30s. You're with South Dakota Public Broadcasting.